You're listening to Change Agents Radio. Where we grow your business by more meaningful marketing.
Welcome to the audio version of the latest blog post on Brand New, which is the blog from Change Agents Branding. So here we go. I'm going to read it out and I'm going to adapt it a little bit so that the audio will flow more easily than it would in writing. The title of the blog post is More Meaningful Planning. Our strapline is more meaningful marketing, but more meaningful planning. Three words for 2014. You want 2014 to be a really good year for you. Probably better than 2013. This means better for you personally, your family, your friends, and your work. And you've already made enough resolutions. Yeah, you're fed up, you've made resolutions, you've probably broken several of them already. Your work objectives for 2014 matter. Having them written down is useful. Those goals, aims, targets, whatever you want to call them, may even be SMART. That's short for specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and timed. So SMART objectives, it's useful to have them written down. But remembering long lists is hard. So when you're making decisions every day, it's not easy to be guided by all these objectives. They're competing with each other, tricky to balance them all, it's tricky to even remember them. It's easy to be blown off course, isn't it? It is, isn't it? Certainly. A special thanks to Chris Brogan at this point. He is the guy who in 2006... invented a very simple way of preventing yourself getting lost in the storm. Within the blog post, there's a link to one of Chris Brogan's latest blog posts in which he presents his words for 2014 and also presents all his words back from 2006. So here's a bit of advice about how you would come up with your three words. Number one, take an all-rounded view of your life. This means you have to give a bit of time to this. Don't rush into the first three words that pop into your head. You are a 360 degrees person, so you need the mentality of a curious person. This works best when you're keen to hold all the balls in the air while you consider which words will best express you in 2014. I guess what I really meant to say is when you're keen to throw all the balls in the air. Never mind. Above all, the three words are to serve you well. They're not to be invented and they're not to be quickly forgotten. Point number two. So the first one was take an all-rounded view. The second one is find three words that stand for all your ambitions in 2014. Now you have to make sure you cover your work, your family and you personally. You're a rounded person, you're multifaceted, you're not single-minded. You know you have other things to attend to than your business. You know you have a home life and you need time for relaxation and personal development. You know others depend on you. They too have needs that generous you will want to attend to. During the year you'll probably be generous and selfish. You'll need balance in your life. Your three words take the complexity of you into account. So that's the second point. The first one is get an all-rounded view of your life. Second is find three words that stand for all your ambitions in the year. Third one is treat these three special loaded words as lighthouses. They're to guide you through every stormy sea during the year. They're easy to remember, they shine light into ambiguity, uncertainty, confusion, and mixed feelings. They're your criteria as well. So treat them as if they were lighthouses. Four, and the final piece of advice, let them help you make all your key decisions to keep you on track. When a new idea, a wish, or an intention hits you during the year, ask yourself, does this tick all my boxes? If it does, that's a go ahead. If something ticks no box, that's a no-no. You can figure out what to do with the ones in between. I haven't spelled out what to do with them. There's no magic formula. Sometimes, for example, if something hits one box and hits it thoroughly, it's absolutely valuable to focus in on that. Other times, it hits two boxes. So there's judgment to be done, but at least you have simple three memorable criteria to cling to. Share your three words with people that matter to you. Put them up on your wall, anything that helps you keep them in front of mind. Now, here's a real example from real life. The background to this is that Jonathan Arm and myself, we sat down and we had a whole session on our three words. Our company, Change Agents Branding, faces an uncertain future in 2014. An uncertain future, like everybody else. We control only a small part of that future. We'll be faced with many decisions. It would be easy for us to get blown off track, like everybody else, pushed in unexpected directions, pulled by attractive forces. We could even find ourselves lost in the middle of the year. Yeah, that's what's at stake. We could even find ourselves lost in the middle of the year. So what words will keep change agents on track? And these are the words we came up with. Number one, capacity. We need to attend to our ability to take on new work. We need to ensure we have the people and the time available to do our best work. This means we have to anticipate and forecast realistically and prudently. Otherwise, we'll have to turn away attractive and profitable work. We need to be thinking ahead all year, building relationships with ideal people. There are collaborators, if you like, and our suppliers, so that we'll be able to serve ideal clients. Every week, we need to be making contacts with new people, deepening rapport, and ensuring we're not found wanting. Really important, that capacity, our capacity. The second word we have is focus. We need to become even clearer. Both our internal policies, our systems, our standards, and our external strategy and implementation. In other words, clarify our offerings and methods. We must attend to our brand development. People must find us easier and easier to deal with. Otherwise, we won't be able to give our best service to those for whom it's most relevant. Well, that's the second word. So, capacity and focus. The third word is catharsis. Yes, emotional impact. Big emotional impact. We don't just do satisfactory work. We're not here for that. We're here to change hearts and minds for our clients. So we have a bigger ambition than just doing satisfactory work. But change agents need to give customers such a positive emotional experience, they'll feel the game has been changed. Overjoyed, they've crossed the Rubicon, whatever metaphor appeals to you. This is big stuff, totally unboring, meaningful in the deepest sense. I well remember, and this isn't in the blog post, I well remember a client sitting at a table looking at a proposal that had their company name and strapline, three options, looking at them carefully and focusing in on one of them, quiet in the room for a couple of minutes. You could hear a pin drop. And suddenly the guy said, "That's massive. That is massive." And in Cork terms, he couldn't have given a better reaction. After all, more meaningful marketing means big emotional impact for clients and their customers. So we have clients and they have customers, and we want to help our clients to have a big emotional impact on their customers. So all year, fundamentally, we need to be emotional. What about you? When you found your three words, and I hope you will do this for yourself, I hope you will find your three words. You'll feel good. The words will feel right. And you'll be well able to give a 30-second presentation to anyone about where you're going in 2014. You'll be able to summarize the entire thing. The words will give you the rest of your presentation. You might only want to present the three words, but you can certainly talk to them. That'll do wonders for your confidence. You'll have a more meaningful year. And I think that's really what you're hoping for. On our website, there's a photograph from Steve Jurvetson. I got it off Flickr on Creative Commons, and we've credited Steve. Thank you very much, Steve. If you ever listen to this, I'll be very pleased. Okay, more meaningful planning, three words for 2014, published on January the 10th, 2014, written by Paul O'Mahony for Change Agents. Thank you very much for listening.